Everyone, we are still in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel. We're still in Sifa Aleph. We're going to go slowly through this Siman because there's a ton of things to add over here. We are discussing the inyan of not having too much Simcha during the Meisvira, and therefore what the ramifications that we talked about already is talking about not getting married during this time, and then we also got on to music. So this is all based on the tour, which you said before, based on the Rishonim that bring this down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifkan based once again, but Ein Roy Laharbos B'Simcha. Okay, we're not supposed to be marba b'simcha. This time sounds very similar to the dinim of the 3 weeks. And therefore, the poskim start building other things that come on to this din. One thing that some poskim say, that one should not buy a house during this time in order not to have to make too much simcha and have a Chanukah sabayis during this time. And therefore, some poskim say, nah, better not to do things like that. Okay? There are certain kehilos that say those who go to movies, not to go to movies during this time, not to go to sporting events during this time, also because of not to be marba b'simcha. And this is also the makor where the Mishnah Berurah brings out over here. He says, "Umikol makom." Nevertheless, im nizdamin lo eza inyan shesarich levarach lo shachiyanu yivarach. If something comes upon you where you have to make a shachiyanu, you still make a shachiyanu. As opposed to where the 3 weeks, we really try and get out of it altogether, not saying Shachiyana whatsoever during the 3 weeks. Not saying Shachiyana, we keep on again the Zman Hazeh. Okay, we don't like the Zman Hazeh. However, over here it says, Nizdamin lo Eza Dover, which is mashup from the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to go crazy over here. You still can say Shachiyana if something comes to your hands. To say Shachiyana, you go ahead, new fruit. Well, you would say, go ahead and say Shachiyana, but some would say, better not to buy a suit during this time. Better not to have your new fruit during this time. Unless some of them are makel on Shabbos, unlike Ba'omer and Rosh Chodesh, then they build on other kulas. However, those are the things that they do bring down based on this thing, not to be marva v'simcha, but one by one we'll knock them down because Ruva the Ruva poskim do not agree with this thing, these things. Okay? Number one, in terms of buying a house, most people say that you could go ahead and buy a house, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, where buying a house is not only simcha, but it's also a mitzvah. Mitzvah is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the poskim are generally makel. You find a house right now, and you want to put a down payment and sign on it, go ahead and sign on it. Even in Chutz La'aretz, many poskim are makel. Okay? And in terms of movies, similarly yesterday we said, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about music over here? So you can ask over here, why don't you open up the postgame and say, why don't they talk about yes to go to movies and not go to movies? That answer is very similar to yesterday, because we already know it's awesome to do these things. Therefore, the postgame don't talk about what you're not allowed to do during the rest of the year. It's a double pashut that the postgame held that doing these things are awesome all year round. Okay, so as that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, right, he says, I guess if it's mutter to go the rest of the year, he says, then it's mutter to go to Sirius Omer, there's no difference between Sirius Omer in terms of these things, and the rest of the year. To go ahead and see Mamish Princess, there's no heter for it the rest of the year, and there's no heter for it during Sirius Omer. Person wants to make himself feel better, and during Sirius Omer he doesn't do these things. Okay, that's his own prerogative, that's his own thing, but don't feel that he's a tremendous tzaddik over here. I'll give you a heter over here. Get married during Sirius Omer and don't watch movies ever, and we'll give you that. We'll find a heter for you for that. Okay, now, in terms of Shechiyanu, Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted both in Shalmi Mod, it's also over here, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevitzal, in the Mishnah Berurah, Dibur Masl Nizdamin, he says, Admor Zal Hiter, Lo Rak Bizdamin, not only if a Shechiyanu comes into your hands to say Shechiyanu, El Afilu Lichatchila, even in a Lichatchila, to go ahead and say Shechiyanu, Shlomo Zalman did not hold of the din of Shechiyanu, the din miyuchar for Bein HaMetzorim, in order not to say Shechiyanu, Kimanu Yom HaZman HaZeh. The Avelos on Sirius HaOmer is not as chomer as the Avelos during Bein HaMetzorim, and therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman held it as completely mutter. Go ahead, you can have a new fruit, you can even buy a new suit during this time, and go ahead and say Shechiyanu would not be a problem. Then Moreno Rabbeinu Nevitzal just points out, why also, and we'll see this also tomorrow, we get another underlining pinning. Is not only that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died during this time, there's another thing, especially for B'nai Ashkenaz. He says, V'yesh nogu l'achmer v'zeh. There are those who are machmer not to say Shechiyanu, u'kenera beretz Ashkenaz nogu l'achmer yoter mishar mekalmos, and Ashkenaz, they were more machmer in all other places in the world. Why? A lot of the crusades happen during this time. It happens to be, it's also the turn when the weather gets nicer, so it's easier for the crusaders to come and kill Jews during this time. Therefore, during this time was a time Miuchad before the Crusaders came, many, many Jews died during this time period, and therefore some of the Gzeres of Avelus got more machmer in Bnei Ashkenaz because of this. And one of these things was Shechiyanu. But you see over here, Rishon Zalman held that Meikar Din, it's all fine to go ahead and say Shechiyanu. Okay? That in terms of that. One more thing. Very interestingly, we said yesterday about Rikunim Mechalot, dancing and stuff like that is not permitted during Siras HaOmer. L'chora, once you're allowed to shave, then you'll be allowed to dance. However, the Shaar Tzion has a suffix about this in Oz Dal. In Oz Dal, in Sifkan Dal in the Shaar Tzion, and on the part that Mr. Burr says, he says over here, even for those who are keeping the second days, really until Rosh Chodesh, you should not be dancing during this time either. He says, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Atzeres, which I'm not sure why he quoted Rosh Chodesh, why he didn't say Milag Ba'omer Ad Shavuos, but he says Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Atzeres once again, because he's probably talking about the second days, and therefore there are certain things that are way more makel when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. He says, "La'otam anoig li'stapper." Those who are anoig to shave already at this point, yesh li'stapper im yesh la'hakel berikudim mecholus shel rishus. There are those have a suffix that perhaps berikudim mecholus. Berikudim is private dancing. Mecholus, Rosh Hashanah says, is a public dancing. All these things are is a suffix. Whether these are mutter, even when you are allowed to go ahead and shave, and not only that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman brought down in Piskei Tshuva Sa'ara 43, he is machmer on these berikudim shel rishus. Even during times where you're noeg to megaleach, you would still not be allowed to go ahead and dance for a shus. However, anything with tzarf mitzvah, even things that we said were machmer on before, a siyum masechet, bar mitzvah, and things like that, over here, that would be the rikudin shal mitzvah, and therefore would be mutter, kavachomer, during chalamoid, and play times like that, all these things would become mutter. But stam, just go ahead and dance with your friends for no tzarf mitzvah, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was machmer like the suffix brought down over here in the Shaar Tzion. Moving on now finally to Sif Bet. The tour brings down 2 days over there in the tour, and this and our Simon brings down 2 days in terms of getting a haircut slash shaving on during the Nimei Sphira. He brings down one opinion, says not to get a haircut or shave at all days of Sphira, all 49 days. And he says, V'yesh mi stabrim b'lag ba'omer ve'elach and so have the minag to go ahead and from Lag BaOmer ve'elach go ahead and shave. We're not going to get into the other minug, which developed later on. That will get to Bezrat Hashem in the upcoming shares in Sif Gimel. However, those are the 2 days that the tour brings out, or not to shave and haircut at all, or just until Lag BaOmer not to go ahead and shave. We pass in like the second day over here in the Shulchan Aruch. However, we'll see over here, what does it mean? Does it mean up until Lag BaOmer, including Lag BaOmer, or only up to Lag, not including Lag BaOmer? I mean, Lag BaOmer, you could already shave, and that becomes a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama, what you do on Lag BaOmer Batzmo. Says the Mechaber, Nohagim Shaloli Stapper Ad Lag LaOmer. Okay, there are those who, the minhag is not to get a haircut, shave, until Lag LaOmer. Shomer as Paschal LaOmer, because some say that's the day that the Talmud really stopped dying. That was the significance of Lag BaOmer, and therefore they could start to shave. Ve'emli stopper ad yom lamed dalad v'boker, but don't start shaving until lamed dalad in the morning. Elin kain chal yom lamed gilver Shabbos, the Beis Yosef brings down, unless Lag BaOmer falls out on Friday. She'az mi stopper me kavod Shabbos, to wait till Motzei Shabbos, you wait till Shabbos. At this point, you should go ahead and shave already on Erev Shabbos. And that's the minhag of the Svardim. The Svardim do not shave on Lag BaOmer. They're not shaving Lag BaOmer except when Lag BaOmer falls out on Friday. If Lag BaOmer falls out on Friday, L'kavod Shabbos, they will go ahead and shave. However, if it's not going to fall on Erev Shabbos, then Svardim only shave on Lag. Only on the 34th day of the Omer, they will go ahead and shave in the morning. However, the Ramah writes, in Medinas Elu, a Noag in Kedvarav, that is not the minhag in these Medinas. El Mistaprim Yolam Gimel, they get a haircut on the 33rd day, and Lag BaOmer Marbim Bo Ktsas Simcha, and we're Marbim Bo Ksimcha, Ve'ein Omrim Bo Tachnun, and we do not go ahead and say Tachnun. Mil, that's right, Ve'ein. Mistapr Ad Lam Gimel Ma'atzum Velo Be'erf. However, when it comes to shaving on Lag BaOmer, we don't shave Lag BaOmer at nighttime, we only shave Lag BaOmer during the daytime. Okay, we're only going to shave Lag BaOmer during the daytime. We wait till the daytime. Me, however, as it fell out this year, Miu im chal biyom rishon, the flag bomber falls out on Sunday. Noagin li stopper biyom vav lichvot Shabbos. The minig is to push up, to go ahead and shave. It's not nice for Shabbos to go ahead and shave on Sunday. Therefore, even though it's not even lag ba'omer yet, nevertheless, we push off for Kavod Shabbos to go ahead and shave the Kavod Shabbos. Okay, and this ends up Mishu Baal Bris. So Baal Malbano, Mutali Stapper Vesir, Lekvoda Vila, also Lekvoda Bris Mila, the Baal Bris is allowed to shave. We'll get to those Dinim Bezat Hashem next time. However, here we go. So we say over here, the Mechaber says that they only shave Lad Beomer, Lamed Dalad Beomer, less for Kavod Shabbos. Same thing for the Ashkenazim, in terms of if a Lag Bomer falls on Sunday, we're also going to push off and say he could shave on Friday, like it is, like we saw this year. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol adds on to that. He says, once you're shaving, unlike when you're shaving Lag Ba'omer, we wait till the day in order. Why do we wait till the day? Why can we shave Lag Ba'omer nighttime? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, B'yom Lame Gimel. No, sorry. In Sif Kadin Yud, it says, A lag ba'at, so the hainu la'achar sh'teinei tzachama, va'atan l'gu gankei mishun de mixas hayom kekulo, because you need mixas hayom kekulo, lag bo, we need the day to start for it to be considered, like the day is already over, and therefore, we are allowed to shave on lag bo. But at nighttime, you don't say mixas hayom kekulo, therefore, we have to wait to shave during the daytime. Moreno Rabbeinu Renanzal says, once you're shaving on Erev Shabbos, once you're saving a shemi on Erev Shabbos, you don't need mixas hayom kekulo. This is a din in Kavod Shabbos, and therefore he holds even Thursday night. You are allowed to shave if you're doing it for Kavod Shabbos, or whatever reason, it's easier to shave then. You can't get a haircut appointment the next day. Whatever it is, if you want to like to shave on Thursday night, you'll be allowed to already shave Thursday night. You would not have to wait till after Netzachama on Friday morning. I'm not sure all posts can hold like that, but that is the shita of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol. Rav Nevinsol also points out there's definitely a misprint over here, and in trying to work through over here, it's in Dimur Masel Kavod Shabbos. Says over here, V'dafka b'Erev Shabbos, you can only shave when you push it off to Erev Shabbos. Okay, you can only shave on Erev Shabbos. V'imhimtin l'motzei Shabbos, if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, lo yistaper ad yom lamed dalad baboker. Okay, lamed dalad baboker is incorrect over here, because what it says over here, the Ha'ara is going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about when Lag Ba'omer falls out on Erev Shabbos. So you're supposed to not shave Erev Shabbos. Okay, in that case, Lamed Dalad is Shabbos. Okay, you're not shaving Shabbos morning. It's not meaning that. It means to say Lamed Hey. And Lamed Hey, don't shave Lamed Hey at night. Wait till the next morning. And because that, it must be, you would hold it. I guess it's like against Kavod Shabbos to wait till Motzi Shabbos to shave. That doesn't make sense. He has to wait till Sunday. But I believe that's not the, like, I think what he means over here, and the mistake over here is that this Ha'ara is really going on the Mishnah Berurah. On the Mishnah Berurah, where he talks about that you could shave on Erev Shabbos, I mean on the Ramah. On the Ramah says that you could move it up till Erev Shabbos when Lag Ba'omer falls like this year on Sunday. Then Rav Nevinsol says the following. If you don't shave on Erev Shabbos, okay, now it's Lag Ba'omer. Motzei Shabbos is Lag Ba'omer. I want to shave. So he just says that goes back to the original din. You're not allowed to shave Lag at night. You have to wait till Lag in the morning because of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. If you have the Heter of Erev Shabbos, great. If you have the Heter of Erev Shabbos, you can shave early. Once you lost the Heter of Erev Shabbos, it goes back to the regular din of shaving on Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, you're not allowed to shave at night. So Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to shave. You would have to wait till Lag in the morning. I believe that is the Ikar over here. It's not a din in Kavod Shabbos over here. It's a din in just your regular din of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, there is definitely a misprint. Whether there is, it either means to say Lamed A, and this also is a misprint. It doesn't mean Lamed Dalad Baboker. It means Lamed Gimel Baboker. Okay, so either way, it's not Lamed Dalad Baboker. It either means to say Lamed Hey, and it's going on the Mechaber over here, or it means to say Lamed Gimel, and it's going on the Ramah. Either way, could be read into the words of Rav Nevinsol, but the point is taken over here. If you're not going to shave an Erev Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday in the morning. Now, a couple things in terms of shaving and taking haircuts, and we'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time. Number one is women are also included in this, and women do not get haircuts or, I guess, shave their beards during this time. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in both in Shalmei Moed, and this I heard also from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol, if one wants to clean up their eyebrows or their eyelashes, that is mutter during this time. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if it's for yipui, even if it's to make themselves look more beautiful, it is going to be mutter during Sfiras HaOmer. And Rav Nevinsol told me the same thing. If a man has a heter to do it, most poskim hold nowadays. Somebody hold it's a mum, it would be mutter to do during Sfiras Omer. So too, women are allowed to shave their legs during Sfiras Omer. That is also going to be very surprising. Rav Nevinsal told me, also, a woman who wears a shetel, she's allowed to cut her shetel during Sfiras Omer, because at the end of the day, it's not really her hair. I thought I saw B'Shem Rav Moshe. I thought I saw Rav Moshe that he was machmer on the Shaila, but Rav Nevinsal was meikel in terms of cutting one's shetel during this time without getting into whether he holds shetels or mutter or also. That's a separate issue. He's not into shetels, but one who wears a shetel, he allows them to go ahead and cut it during this time. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem will continue over here next time with more on getting haircuts and shaving during Sira Adkan for today.